Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on your commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, open your mind and get ready to feel those good vibes. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Vibes Club. I am joined with a little special guest, Sam, today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Sam Preston. We know each other from Instagram, don't we?
We do.
I am a stylist. I mainly focus on creating capsule wardrobes for my clients and helping women build a better wardrobe for themselves.
Better, more curated, easier to shop your own wardrobe.
Yeah, basically, what I say is like a kind of considered wardrobe. So
that's a very good word.
Yeah, capsule wardrobe is great and it's a term widely used, but it is quite of a maybe an old-fashioned term, only because everybody thinks it's supposed to be black and white and you're supposed to have this.
So true.
You know, everybody's supposed to have the same capsule wardrobe, you know, the classic trench, this, that. So I like to say more of a curated, considered wardrobe where you consider all your purchases, you don't impulse buy, you know, you save up for your pieces.
It makes sense though, because like just because a trench coat suits you doesn't mean it will suit Mary down the road.
Exactly.
And then Sandra next door might love a flowery coat or a bright pink number. Exactly. So everyone has their different considered, don't they? Like what they've
thought. So it all depends on your lifestyle. So like, you know, I'm a mum of two girls. There's no way that I could be wearing, you know, I don't know, 6-inch heels and I'm running around after two girls. But then the next person who works in an office might need those 6-inch heels to be that boss lady.
I mean, you could try and wear 6-inch heels running around after two kids, but you might break a leg pretty quickly.
Probably, yeah.
On the school run with a cast.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's not happening. Yeah, so it's basically like it suits your lifestyle and your style. Everybody's got different style. Everybody's got different lifestyles. Everybody's got different body shapes. So, yeah, so it's just up to the individual what that capsule created, considered wardrobe may look like.
Obviously, you are like very like considered dressing. I think your style is bloody great. I love your page. I always go to you for inspiration. I'm like, don't know what to wear. Let me have a look at your
room. Oh, that's so
because I think
nice.
We dress quite similar.
Yeah, we
but
do.
But with differences, which is quite nice. Because sometimes wear things and I'm like, oh, actually. Like, am I right in thinking you have silver trousers?
Oh, no, but I want a pair.
You've shared quite a lot of silver trousers, I think. And I'm
I've shared them and I really want a pair, but I'm just like, how are they going to... I always think, you know, I've got to fit them in my lifestyle. If I turn up to nursery in silver trousers or the park, the play park in silver trousers, I am going to get looked at, do you know what I mean? But whereas if I was back in my old days as a fashion buyer walking into a fashion office, I would definitely wear them. And it's something that I probably would have bought back then. But where am I going to wear silver trousers, you know?
It's so true.
So that's why I'm like, I'm always considering things, right? Okay, yeah, I love them. And they'd be great for an Instagram post and whatever. But actually, I'm not going to spend 300 quid on a pair of silver trousers that, you know, I'm only going to wear in my bedroom when I'm doing a reel. Do you know what I mean?
Or like the rare night out with friends or something.
The real night out that I never get as well.
Lack of baby sales.
But yeah, so it's just, yes, I'd love them, but I really have to hold myself back from buying these silver trousers.
So you've obviously always worn like really minimal outfits. So would you say you've always been like a considered dresser? Like, do you think you've always had like a very specific style or do you think it has changed with like age, kids, like jobs, etc.?
Yeah, it's definitely changed. Like, if you would have seen me back when I was 19, I had like the latest trends head to toe. But I think that's the kind of lifestyle that I got a bit sick of because I was like literally opening my wardrobe and going, I don't have anything to wear. But there was just all this stuff. And it was just annoying. I was buying things for every occasion. Like, every weekend I would go out, I'd need a new dress. You cannot wear the same dress twice, you know, things like that. And then, yeah, I was a lover of trends and being a fashion buyer.
You're put in front of them all the time, aren't you? So they're always in your face.
Yeah, and you get put in front of them 6 months before everybody else. So you are like, you know, you're dressed head to toe in the trend 6 months before everybody else because you know what the likes of Topshop was going to bring out. So I was constantly chasing trends. And then I had kids and that's when it all changed. I literally just did not have the time to one shop. I didn't have the disposable income because I was on maternity leave.
Yeah.
I didn't have the time. Literally this little baby gave me 45 minutes to get showered, dressed, everything. And I was like, oh, I just cannot deal with this. And that's when I started the whole capsule wardrobe thing and Instagram. So just sharing my style there as a stylist.
It's quite cool, actually, because obviously you were a stylist, but then you're like this new mum staying at home on your maternity leave, rediscovering your style, but then you're starting Instagram and almost like discovering it with people.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was definitely like that. It was all just stripped back. I literally got rid of everything in my wardrobe and started again. Sold it all. And with that money, I started to like buy little pieces that I would constantly always go to. So my go-tos were like a t-shirt, a blazer and jeans. So I invested in those items and a few of items, and then I would just mix and match. Yeah, I started completely from scratch.
That's sometimes the best way though, I think, because if you really are having a style overhaul, like this is one thing I've talked about before, it's like selling what you've got to make room for more. So like if you have, say, like a wardrobe full of, for example, your trend pieces, where it's like you maybe could wear it in three different outfits but you got bored of it really quickly, or this, you know, when it's like that trend thing where you're like, I love it, but it doesn't actually fit me or suit me the way I want, but I wear it because it's popular.
Yeah, exactly.
Like just selling those things to then replace with the newer things that maybe cost a bit more, but, you know, more and investing.
I would do a clear out about every 3 months. And with the clear out, I have a wish list and things that I might be missing in my wardrobe. And then with the money that I've sold on Depop or Vinted, I just buy my wish list, buy things that I might need that are going to, you know, that are going to last me for years to come, that I can mix and match with them, with all the other items in my wardrobe.
What are your favourite shops for like buying those pieces? Out of curiosity, because I feel like you're really good at finding these things.
The basics or the investment pieces, sorry.
Yeah, you're like investment basics. So like not necessarily your designer bags, but like the places you go to for your black jeans or your trench coat or your jumpers. Not necessarily like coloured, but you know, you could love a purple jumper, but they're really good for the quality.
Yeah, so I do, in terms of high street, it's always Cause and Arket. They have incredible quality. I don't think you need to really splurge out in the basics in terms of the t-shirts and vest tops and things like that. My trench coat is Totem. I absolutely love Totem. It's just
I love their stuff.
Yeah, it's just classic minimal pieces that, you know, are not trendy. They're going to last a year. So that's my trench coat, and I saved up for that and I absolutely love it. So I had about 5 trench coats and I was like,
oh my goodness.
I know. So I was like, who needs 5 trench coats? Let's just sell these and buy one beautiful trench coat.
I went straight in at the deep end. I literally was like, I really want a trench coat. I'm going to find a vintage Burberry. So I like went to Portobello Road and I found this unreal vintage Burberry trench, which someone actually called on YouTube my claim to fame because I wear it so much. But I was like, amazing, I love that. It means I wear my wardrobe.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, that's what you want from a wardrobe. You want to 100%. Love it every time. Yeah. But buying those vintage. Exactly. And that's what I think everybody should be doing as well, instead of buying into this fast fashion. And don't get me wrong, I love an H&M Mango, but I might just, you know, I kind of split my wardrobe up into like 80% of it is like core capsule everyday items that I will wear you know, constantly throughout that week, or you know, just really core, the building blocks of your wardrobe. And then I have about 20%. I mean, I don't sit there with a calculator and work all this out, but it's roughly, you know, those little trend pieces that come in it, you know, like the denim maxi skirt or the cargo trousers. Yeah. I might buy them from the high street because I don't want to invest a lot of money, because you just don't know whether they're going to be.
I agree.
You know, there's going to be another trend next year, you know, that you want to kind of buy into. But so I'll just sell those pieces and buy into the new pieces next year.
That's such a good way to do it though. And I think as well, if you have that like capsule core collection, buying into like a denim maxi skirt, Like, one of my big things is I don't buy things unless I know that they can be worn, like,
exactly,
more than six ways in my wardrobe.
Yeah,
whereas,
exactly,
like, that denim maxi, you think even with our basic wardrobes, like, your shirt, your t-shirt, your jumper,
exactly,
three outfits,
yeah,
chuck a leather jacket on, chuck a blazer on, trench coat, like, there's so,
exactly,
many ways you can wear them.
And I always say that it's like the trend pieces, I don't really buy into a lot of trend pieces, but if the trend piece works with you, your lifestyle, your style, and your current wardrobe, then, like, you know, go for it. But I'm not going to buy into, I don't know what this next trend's going to be, but if it was like 70s trend, you ain't going to see me head to toe in 70s gear, do you know what I mean? But you will see me in the odd, the thing is, what's like trending on Instagram and everything is all the classic pieces, Bali flats, trench coats, you know, tailored trousers, it's all classic pieces that are now trending, because everybody's kind of getting on board with this by classic staple pieces,
yeah,
that will last you a lifetime.
And I guess they're the pieces as well that 95% of people will have in their wardrobe. So you're like, okay, well, I've got these tailored trousers, but I don't know how to wear them because I've got all these tops, but nothing works.
Exactly.
And all it takes sometimes is like seeing someone else wearing it to,
exactly,
be like, oh, actually, that's such a good outfit.
Yeah, definitely. I always just think like simple's the best.
Oh my God, I so agree.
Yeah,
this helped me so much with packing for Australia. I'm like, if
everything goes
with everything, I just throw. I say,
exactly,
this, I leave in like 3 days and I have half a packed suitcase. Like, I have not packed, but I know what's going in and it will be fine.
It's quite hard for a month though, isn't it, to go away for a month?
Hard. And as well, there's like a split season, so like some parts are in summer, sometimes it's cold. New Zealand's cold as well. Like,
New Zealand will be cold.
We're packing
yeah.
for a year basically.
Yeah, I just pack everything. But as long as
I've
that's another
a lot.
That's another thing a bit like that's considered capsule wardrobe. I think a colour palette is really key to kind of distinguish from the beginning, and then you can mix and match, you know what I mean? So you've got a really neutral colour palette, you can mix and match with everything, the same as what I can. I always advise that to clients. Let's pick a, you know, get your lifestyle sorted out first in terms of who are you, what are you doing, do you need a work wardrobe, do you need a are you a mum, are you, you know, are you working in an office? And then
I guess that means a lot, doesn't it? Because if you're working in an office, I guess you need like your most of your week is wearing like office stuff, but then
exactly.
you also want to be able to wear it as non-office outfits too.
Yeah So it needs to be that balance really, and it's quite difficult, but that's where, you know, getting those core items, like, you know, a pair of black trousers, a white t-shirt, a white shirt, is just so easy because you can dress them up and down, they can look corporate, they can look casual, just with how you style them. But then a colour palette, I always say to my clients, get that colour palette, get the colour palette that you love, stick to about 8 to 12 colours, and you can mix and match your whole wardrobe from that, and you can get so many outfits from just like, you know, 15 items or so.
So true. I've noticed as well, there's a big thing going around at the moment where it's such an old school mentality, but it's coming back because of TikTok, of like your colours being done.
Yes.
So like getting your colours done and doing the colour wheel of like which season are you. And my auntie has been doing this for decades.
Oh,
like,
shit.
She loves it. She's got so many clients she does it for. She's always asked to do mine. And I was like, so old fashioned. But now I'm like, oh, actually, can you? Because I really want to know.
It's amazing. I'm actually qualified. I'm a qualified colour analysis as well. And the clients that I do it on, they absolutely love it. And honest to God, it makes such a difference.
Does. Even in wearability as well, because I think sometimes like I'll go for, say, for example, like a certain type of like colder neutral, and I'll be like, this is really nice, love it. I'll wear it and be like, Jesus, I look washed out.
No.
Whereas like if you match your colour palette.
Exactly. And that's what I did as well. So 4 years ago, I got my colours done. I've got my colour palette. I know what colours suit me. But it's even good for your neutrals as well. So I know what neutrals suit me, because as you say, I'm a warm skin tone, so colder neutrals, like, even though I'm wearing ice grey today, but like
we're both wearing like the same colour, moaning about the colour that we're wearing.
but it's fine. I mean, it's not like I go to Tesco in my colours, or, do you know what I mean? But it's like the difference in getting your neutrals right as well. It just makes such a difference.
It's so true, because I think we're the same. We're both quite like warm. Like even certain creams, like Crisp White, it doesn't
crisp
work
white
for me,
does,
but cream looks so good.
Yeah. So that's another thing. I changed all my whites. I used to wear black and white all the time. Changed all my whites to cream. You're a spring. I can tell.
I kind of want to get it done now. Maybe we should do it. You can do it and we'll see. Because I don't wear colour at all.
No, I don't.
And I'm starting to lean into it more and starting to like wear the odd thing here. I mean, say leaning into it, I've literally packed like a flipping bright green suit and shorts set for like, you know, like the shirt and shorts, like beachy kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It is luminous green.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, I'm really not dipping my toe in here. I'm just jumping off the deep end.
Yeah, I started with accessories, some orange accessories, and you're starting with a whole cold.
Love a bit of orange though.
But if you're wearing the right colour, you know, you will feel great in it. You'll look amazing in it, and you'll feel confident enough to rock it. Do you know what I mean?
It like brings out your eyes and stuff as well, because I think like your hair colour can absolutely change it. Like if you go blonde to brown, your whole colours could be different.
Exactly.
Your hair just then doesn't. Blonde is also a pain in the ass with neutrals.
It is, isn't it?
It's so annoying.
Well, I had to dig in a dye my hair. I remember talking to a colour analyst, a really good one, and she was like, Sam, you're too brassy. It does not suit your it does not suit your skin tone. And I was like, oh, cheers. But I did. I went to the hairdressers and got it all kind of muted down a bit into like a kind of golden blonde.
Yeah.
To suit my skin tone.
I'm the same. Like golden suits me. Maybe we are the same.
We are.
Because I find icy blonde does not suit me.
No, it doesn't suit me.
But then I've done it.
You're a spring. I'm a spring and you're a spring.
I'm so going to find this out for definite because I'm really intrigued now.
And you should see your colour palette. It's full of beautiful colours. You can wear bright green. You can wear bright red.
Because spring is a lot more like the pastels, isn't it? Like it's more pastels, but then a couple of brights. Or am I really wrong in that?
Summer's the pastels. You're quite pale, really kind of blonde hair.
Interesting.
Yeah. So springs are a warm. So a summer is a cool skin tone, and a spring is like a warm. So you're either warm or cool.
It's weird though, because you'd think it would be the flip where summer's a hot season.
Yeah.
Like you'd assume that would be the warm one, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like the brighter, like.
No, it's spring.
Spring's pastel.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like if you think of like a daffodil and things like that, it's like that colour of yellow is the spring colours for us guys, that we could wear that.
Like really vibrant.
Yeah, and the colour of grass. I think that's maybe where it comes from. I don't have a clue.
I mean, grass is literally the colour of this flipping shirt and shorts that I'm taking away.
Well,
it's so bright.
Well, if it is, then it's the right colour for you.
So when you see it, you're going to know the one I'm on about. Because the minute
so
I went, it's just so bright.
Go for it.
I think my Instagram feed's going to have a heart attack.
Oh, I know. How are you going to fit it in there?
I'm going to have to start posting all this grass.
I'm going to have to post something green first.
Feed the aesthetic to just turn it a bit green, you know? Just match it all in nicely. So what do you write? Getting back on the topic, I feel like we've gone off on a colour tangent. What would you say then are your like top three things in your wardrobe that you couldn't live without? Like, where are they from? What are they? They can be colourful, they can be really rogue.
There's nothing colourful in my wardrobe, Jess, nothing.
She says after talking about her colours.
Yeah, I know my colours, and if I was to go and buy a nice colourful dress, I know what colours I could buy. I think it's really good to know that, because then you know what not to buy as well.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's got to be just like my t-shirts, my white and black t-shirts, paired with jeans and a blazer. So my t-shirts are from Arquette, love Arquette, basic white, black. I'm so boring, but you know, that's
no, but that's good to know, because everyone needs those basic t-shirts.
Yeah, they do amazing basic shirts, they do amazing jeans. But my jeans at the minute that I absolutely love, and I have about four pairs of them, are the Levi's Ribcage. Just
yes, I love those. They're so good.
Oh, they're just so good. They're so good for my body shape as well, because they're so high-waisted that they just draw the eye to the smallest point, and they just kind of just hold me in. They lengthen my legs because I'm petite, so I'm like 5'3", so it gives you the...
Me too.
Yay!
We're both small.
Gives the illusion of longer legs. Yeah, so they're at my absolute favourite jeans. And then my blazers that I constantly wear, I've got a tan one and a black one, and they're Frankie Shop. Love them.
Frankie Shop is elite, isn't it? Like, they are really good quality to invest in.
Yeah, I think it's the shape, it's the fit, it's also the name as well, do you know what I mean? But yeah, I just love them. They're just so easy. A pair of blue jeans, a white t-shirt, tan a black blazer, and that is my go-to with trainers. My Adidas Samba, just wear them constantly.
I really want Sambas, but they are always sold out.
I know, you have to get in there fast.
They're on my list for like things I wanted for Australia, and they're just not in stock.
Oh, I don't know. It just, once they got start trending on Instagram, they just sell out so fast, yeah, don't they?
They've been around for years as well. Like, I was so going to go years. Try and buy the Junior, but the Junior is also sold out. You might, perks of having small feet.
You might get them in Australia.
Yeah, I'm going to try, I think.
Might not be as popular over there, you know it.
Well, they're like a season behind, aren't they? Because our spring summer is what they get in like a few months.
They're counter seasonal, yeah. So they are just, we are going into spring. They'll be getting to.
They're going into autumn.
Autumn,
now.
Yeah.
But, which is weather appropriate for me.
That would be so nice, won't it? It's actually a really nice time to go, because the weather will be so nice.
Yeah, it won't be like scorching, yeah. But it will still be warm.
Yeah,
which is. I asked on Instagram what people said the weather was like, and I heard such mixed reviews. I just thought I'm going to throw in everything and see what happens.
Just lay it up. That's what to do.
Honestly. But back on the blazer thing, it's funny you say about the Frankie shop, because I've had them on my wish list for a while.
Yeah.
Because like we were saying, we've both got like a wish list of things that are like, I really want you.
Yeah.
But I don't need to buy you right this second and bankrupt myself.
Exactly, yeah.
But Frankie shop blazers are on mine, because I very much have like started to... I've not been a person for ages who does the whole like investing in like a £200 blazer,
yeah.
But I would invest in like shoes and bags.
Yeah.
So I've just started doing that.
I was like that.
My blazers are H&M.
Yeah, and it's fine. You can get amazing blazers that. I was like that as well. It's like you can all, and I never say just only buy what you can afford. I never say get into debt for fashion. Mm-hmm. Never ever. So I tested the water with my Arquette blazers, and I was like, right, okay, I'm constantly wearing these Arquette blazers. I'm going to invest in a blazer now.
Yeah.
So I make sure that it is something that I really want to invest in, and then I invest in it. So I had Arquette blazers before. I think I had three of them, and I sold them just to get one blazer, to get the Frankie shop blazer.
But then it's worth it, because you're like selling to buy.
Exactly. So I'm not like constantly buying like items that I cannot afford. I'm just getting rid. I can't stand clutter in my wardrobe.
No, I'm the same. I'm starting to really clear.
Oh.
Like my Vinted has been popping, because I am literally culling it.
Yeah.
Like especially I think where it's like, I'm quite an impulse buyer, or I used to be quite an impulse buyer. So I've got so much in my wardrobe.
Yeah.
Like there's literally three of them behind me, and I'm trying to really like weed out and be like, realistically, do I wear you?
Yeah.
Like because I was like, do you know what? Let's do a clear out. And I was like, I love this. Try it on, and I'd be like, I really like it. And I'd still never wear it.
No, I know.
But those things are still in there, so I need to get rid of them.
I say it's more of a mindset. Somebody was asking me the other day, they're about the capsule wardrobe, and they're like, how many items have you got? How many, you know, what colour palette should I have? And
is there a limit though on items? I feel like no.
No.
You don't just need 10, you don't need under 20.
No, there's a few people that have made the number 37 quite popular, like through the blogs and things like that. So people are...
It's such a random number.
Yeah, no, I think somebody just goes, right, I've got 37 items, and they've made it quite popular within the capsule wardrobe world. But if you look up the definition of capsule wardrobe, there's nothing to do with how many options. There's nothing to do with colour. There's nothing to do with styles. It does not say that. It's literally a concise collection of items that you can wear with each other, mix and match. You can wear season after season. That will never go out of trend, and you can wear for multiple occasions. So whatever that looks like for you, then it looks like for you. I don't have a number, only because... I mean, I don't have too much. I probably have about 50 items.
That's so good, though, to narrow it down to
that. Oh, God, yeah. I've literally just culled everything. I go through my wardrobe every 3 months. If I've not worn it in 3 months, I sell it and put it towards something that I will wear.
That's such a good way to do it. I still need to go through. Mine is excessive. Like, I have a very big wardrobe.
But I was like that. 4 years ago, you know, when I first started, my wardrobe was just full of stuff that I would never wear. Some stuff had tags on, and I was like, right, okay, this is just getting beyond a joke. I'm spending so much money on high fashion that I don't even wear. I'm just trying to be, and this is before Instagram as well, so I wasn't even taking pictures for anything. It was just me. I love my designer bags, and I loved my designer shoes as well, but everything else was like Zara. I don't know how many Zara stuff I had, and I was just like, do you know what, I'm just gonna really, really take the time to invest in this wardrobe. And it's a mindset more than anything. Like, you really have to, I had to stop impulse buying, I had to stop, you know, buying into the trends, I had to really consider my purchases. Like, I would have them on my wish list for like a couple of months and make sure that I would definitely wear them. So it's a mindset more than anything. And to this day, I can see something on somebody and I'm like, I really want it. Like the silver trousers. I'm like, I really want these silver trousers, but I have to hold myself back and not buy them. Whereas the old me 4 years ago would have definitely bought them.
Yeah. But I think also that's part of like social media as well. Because you think with the nature of our job and the nature of like... Yeah. Even as a job, like if you're looking on Instagram and Pinterest and all these things, like we're just constantly like being attacked with trends and new clothes. Yeah. And like, I swore I would never wear a denim maxi skirt. I now own two of them. Like, I was like, absolutely no. But when I bought one, I thought, do you know what, actually I can make this work. Yeah. And I feel like this will work for a long time.
And do you know what?
My mum found it hilarious because she was like, I used to wear these all the time in the 90s.
They just come back round, don't they?
But I think it's so interesting because it is like you said with the silver trousers, it's such a mind game of like, you see it so much. And like the Adidas Sambas, for example, mm-hmm. like they're maybe not a shoe you would consider, but when you're constantly being shown it post upon post, you start to kind of make yourself want it. And you're like, I really want it. But do you actually want it? Or is it because you're being shown it so much?
God knows. I ask myself that question all the time. And this is the thing. I have so many questions that I ask myself before I buy. Am I being influenced? Do I really need it? Do I have something similar? Is it going to go with the things in my wardrobe? And I literally, by the time I've went through all these questions, I'm like, oh, I'm bored of this shopping now. I'm gonna... Do you know what I mean? It's like, but if I really want it, I've been thinking about it for a week, 2 months, you know, 2 weeks, and then I'll get it. But yeah, it's so hard to avoid, you know, the things that you want all over Instagram.
Especially when everyone's wearing them, I think it is difficult.
Oh, it's so hard. But this is where you get your inspiration from these days. I was speaking to somebody last night, and it's like, I don't know the last time I bought a magazine, because magazines for me was like, that's where I get my inspiration from. And now it's just, you just have to open Instagram and that's where you get it.
Literally, Instagram and Pinterest.
Instagram and Pinterest, yeah. That's exactly where I go for my inspiration. And then, as you say, you're seeing things repeatedly, so... You're like, I need that. I need that in my life.
Yeah. I try really hard though with Instagram and Pinterest. I'll like make boards for each season. But I try really hard to only pin stuff if I already own something on there.
Yes.
Like if I own most of the, say for example, it's like a leather jacket, t-shirt, black tailored trousers, boots or something. I will have to own most of what's in there. Maybe the top's a bit different or I don't pin it.
Yeah, you stale it.
Otherwise I needed all this stuff that I didn't actually need because it was on there and I like the picture.
Exactly. That's what I used to be like. But now I'm just like, right, okay, I've got a black blazer. I'm gonna, you know, search black blazer street style and I see what comes up and I'm like, yeah, I've got all of that. I'm gonna style it like that. Mm-hmm. And never buy anything that I like on Pinterest and never buy anything like that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's so good of you though, because I always get sucked
no,
in.
No, I'm like you. If it's got to be something that I own in my wardrobe. If I don't have it in my wardrobe, I don't save it, don't pin it.
Or if it's like, say for example, it's an outfit where you've got like most of it, but it's like a really nice coat, I'd have to be like, I know in 6 months I still want this coat and I know that I'll wear it with like 10 outfits.
Yeah. I mean, if that's like, that's the kind of things like, okay, that was like the trench coat for me, the Totem one. Mm. I've seen it on somebody and I was like, oh my God, I love it. But then I thought about it and I saved up. And when I saved up, I was like, right, do I still want this? And I was like, yeah, I need to get it. And I still love it. So things like that, yeah.
What's on your wish list at the moment?
God, do you know what?
I'm intrigued because I feel like you're going to say it and I'm going to be like, now I need to add it to mine.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not. The only thing that I really, really want, but I don't need it, so is the Loewe puzzle bag.
Oh my God, I've had that on mine for so long.
But it's just like, it's like £2,000. I was like, I don't have £2,000. I'm never going to get into debt for a bag. I've saved up enough money, but then it's like, do I go on holiday or do I buy a bag?
That's the thing, you've got to just justify, haven't you, of like, what do you want to spend that money on?
Yeah, and I've already told my daughter we're going to go on holiday, so I cannot break her heart.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know, but a lot of people have been recommending Mexico.
It's stunning. I went last year. Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm just scared of that flight with two kids. Are they going to...
Yeah, the flight is long, but it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm saving for Mexico.
That'll be so nice.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
It's so hard. It's like, do I go on holiday or do I buy a bag or do I buy a coffee table? I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, I would never put anything on a credit card or anything like that. So I've got to have the money there.
No, I'm with you. I think even things like, I've never used like Klarna or anything because I just don't want, if I can't afford it, I'm like, why am I doing even £5 a month for 3 months? Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to get into debt for fashion, no way.
It's not worth it.
But it's hard.
But you're quite good at it, aren't you? For like, I remember on your stories recently, you wanted to buy a bag and you were talking about like selling things to justify buying the bag.
Yeah. So if I need something like this Loewe bag, I did sell most of my wardrobe for this bag, and then I got the money and then I'm like, oh, I just sometimes I feel guilty about spending that kind of money on purchases, so I said no, I'm gonna put it towards a holiday.
I guess either way, you've cleared out your wardrobe and made some money. I've cleared it
exactly,
so that's good.
Exactly. I've cleared it out, and do you know what, I'll probably have another clear out in another 3 months and I'll start saving up again. It's easy to save up.
So like, say you see this £2,000 bag, it's beautiful, and you really want it and you really like it, what would be your like criteria for like actually making that purchase or actually deciding that is really something you need in your wardrobe?
Well, I just did it, didn't I, with my Prada bag. So
yes, you did.
I had this bag. I knew I needed a black classic bag. For some reason, I did not have one. So I saved and I saved and I saved for this black Prada bag. And the thing that the deciding factor is, obviously it's black, can go with everything. I need it to be a shoulder and a crossbody so that I can wear it both ways, and it's amazing.
It's like a two-in-one.
Yeah, because I actually had a crossbody, black crossbody YSL, but I got rid of that, and I hated it because it was a crossbody. For some reason, I couldn't...
I find, like, actual crossbodies are too long.
Yeah, it was far too long, and I couldn't shorten the straps or anything, so I was like, right, okay. But, however, I still love a crossbody if it's a bit shorter, and the Prada one is a bit shorter. So, yeah, it had to be black, it had to be classic, it's not a trend bag at all.
There's a lot of trend designer bags going around, like the Prada nylons when they were, like, bright pink and stuff. That was definitely
I've got that trend bag. I've got the bright pink one that was a trending. I bought.
Have you?
Yes, and I hate it.
That's the next thing to sell.
It is. It's just sitting there, and I was like, oh, why did I just not buy a black one? I bought a bright pink one.
But then you justified it at that time to be something you needed.
Yeah, I really did. But I honestly did not need it. It was just, you remember when the pink was everywhere?
Everywhere.
And yeah, I got sucked into that. That was the beginning of my Instagram, the beginning of the capsule wardrobe. So I'll let myself have that
but
one.
You know what, you've got to do it. Sometimes you've got to, like, no capsule is gonna be perfect from the start.
Exactly.
Like, you've got to make the mistakes.
I made that mistake.
My green shirt and shorts might be that mistake.
No, I think you look amazing.
It might be, you never know.
No,
never know.
It may be a classic next year for you.
I've had it in my wardrobe for, I think I got it in September, and it's just been waiting for a summer holiday. It's just been sat there waiting patiently.
Oh, nice.
Now's the time it comes
Now's
out
the time.
Play.
Now's the time.
Okay, so let's take it back. So imagine you own nothing designer, right?
Uh-huh.
What would be your one investment designer piece? Like, Would it be a bag? Where would the bag be from? Like, is there a specific thing?
Yes. I think I would choose a Chanel bag, classic flat bag.
Do you know what? I think I'd say the same, but I think I would also say, if you can take me on a time thing back to,
back
like 10 years
to when
ago,
I bought
know?
My first, it might, yeah. One of my first designer bags I got was a Mulberry. And it's like, why the hell?
They were classic at the time.
They were
though.
Really classic at the time, but I could have spent maybe another couple of hundred quid and got a Chanel. Like, if I'd have went
so
back like 12, 13 years ago, I'd have got a Chanel for a great price, but I would never buy it now. But if I was to start again, and that first designer handbag, I would pick a Chanel.
No, I don't even know what my first designer bag was. My first ever designer purchase was some Gucci boots.
Nice. Have you still got
them? And they were like half a present from my dad. He like gave me money towards them. I've still got them. I still love them.
Oh, really?
I just haven't worn them in a while. I've just got them like resold. Have you heard of the Restory?
Yes, yes.
So I sent them there and I got them like resold and cleaned because they've got like embroidery on them.
Oh, wow.
And they are impossible to clean because obviously black leather cleaner, gold embroidery, like
no,
just doesn't
go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they've like resold them and made them all beautiful again.
Oh, really?
But I think the first bag I think was like, so I used to be quite big and I still am on buying like secondhand designer.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got like vintage Gucci bag, like
wow.
Different things like that because I just think they're nice.
Oh, my God,
have, like,
yeah.
Vintage.
And classic as well. That's the thing. You always have that. And you can always get it back out.
But do you know what? Rogue One. So I actually have the Loewe basket bag. And I would say that's such an impulse trend purchase. But that just keeps coming back.
Oh, yeah. I've got one as well. I bought that.
Like, you know, the old classic with the big leather logo on the front.
Oh, God,
it's so timeless.
Yeah, it's so timeless. It's amazing, isn't it?
I do slightly wish I'd waited and gone for, like, the black handle, black logo. But the tan is not offensive.
Tan is
I just think the black or the white would have gone with more.
Yeah, I do love a tan bag though. Something I don't have, but
I have like the Uniqlo, like classic little tiny £14 crossbody number.
Ah, oh, amazing.
The one everyone's going nuts for.
Are they? I've not seen that.
Yeah, you have.
Have I?
You know they're like soft crossbody bags and they're like £14.
They're like half moon shape. They're like Cars one.
I don't know, but I wear them all the time, so you have seen them.
Yeah.
I've got black, I've got cream and I've got camel.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think I do know what you're talking about. So many things.
They are a classic and they're £14.
That's amazing, isn't it?
An accidental, like, not really an investment, but kind of an investment. A £14 investment.
Well, it's nothing to do with the price. It's how many times you wear it.
I fully agree, because I think some of my H&M stuff has got more wear than a lot of the other things
exactly.
in my wardrobe.
So. It's not, you just buy what you can afford, I say, and it doesn't matter with the price as long as you get your cost per wear from it. As long as you wear it constantly, then you go for it, whatever the price.
I fully agree. I think that's such a good way to end it. That's actually a really good point to end the conversation, isn't it? Because I feel like we've talked through all our points.
Yay!
And we've got to, I think, a good point of like, that's a good rounder.
Yeah.
To say like, you don't need to spend a fortune.
No, you really
be
don't.
Be considered with your purchases.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy designer, sit on it for a little while.
Yeah. Think it through.
Clear what you've already got.
Yeah. Don't buy it until you've saved up. Get rid. I always kind of say one in, one out. So
that's a really good way to look at it.
Yeah, and you know, it's just so much easier and stress free when you can open your wardrobe and you just love everything inside it. It's like a good party,
and it all goes.
It's like a good party, you know. You walk in, and you just want to see all your great mates. You don't want to see those stragglers, do you?
Oh God, no.
That's what
I'm now thinking about my wardrobe, and I'm like, I really should clear this out after we get off this call because
it's so hard though.
Overflowing.
It's so hard, but I'm going to do so many posts over the next couple of weeks on Instagram of how to really build a capsule wardrobe and go through colour palettes, go through wardrobe edits and how to do it. So I'm excited for that.
We'll have to leave your Instagram and stuff linked so that everyone can check it out, because by the time this goes up, all of those posts should be there, or like most of them should be up.
Yeah, so I did my first,
we've got a couple of weeks.
My first post on Sunday, so I'll be doing another one on Sunday, and it's all about how to find your style.
Love that. This is exactly what we need.
Yeah.
Find your style, then build the capsule from
it. Yeah, get your colour palette, get everything, and it's going to tell you how to look after your clothes. It's going to, how to be more considered. I'm really going to kind of delve into it because my followers just love that. They just love the whole capsule wardrobe thing.
I think you've built quite a good audience as well of it. Like everyone who follows you is like a very timeless dresser and like minimal dresser.
Yeah, definitely.
like you found your niche, and that's a good one.
Yeah, definitely. And I love it, to be honest. And I think it's great. And I've had so many clients that just, you know, love it as well. Like, I've changed their wardrobes or, yeah, get so much feedback from them. It's great.
I might have to get you to come do mine.
Oh, I will. Could you imagine? Get me on your YouTube channel.
We wouldn't get anything done. We'd just be talking.
Oh, no. Two springs.
Like, before we got on this, we were chatting for about 20 minutes.
I know.
About lovers, blind and all sorts. But, well, let's round off the podcast here. It's been really nice chatting to you.
You too.
I feel like you've given some really good tips. It's been great.
I hope so. I hope we didn't go off on a tangent.
No, we've gone off on like considered tangents.
Yes.
Your love is blind has even given up on you in the background. I've just spotted it.
I'm going to get back to that as soon as we go. Cannot wait to see it.
Thank you so much for coming
you,
on.
Jess.
It's been nice to chat to you.
You too.
I've forgotten how I normally end them.
Do you know, do the good vibe thing? Or is that one?
Good vibe task. Actually, you can give a good vibe task.
Oh my God.
What would you say is the good vibe task? I completely forgot about that. I love that you're a loyal listener. You know these things.
I do. Good vibe task. Oh my God. To do with capture wardrobes, maybe. Maybe do a big clear out. It's spring is coming. Get some music on. Light a candle. And
a spring clean for your wardrobe.
Spring clean. Oh, there's nothing better than a spring clean for your wardrobe. And when it's all nice and decluttered, definitely.
I so agree with you.
Yeah, but
I blimmin' love a clear out.
I do.
It's great.
Get your favourite tunes on, light a nice candle, and just get stuck in, ready for all your new spring gear to get back in your wardrobe.
Literally, like the energetic spending. Get rid of old, bring in some new.
Yes. Get things on Depop. I share people.
Oh my God, yeah, secondhand.
I share people's Depop, so. And they've made so much money on it. So if you want me to share your Depop, just DM me for the listeners.
Do you do Vinted too, or is it just Depop?
Oh, no, it's not even Depop. It's Vinted. Yeah, I'm talking rubbish. I share people's Vinted. So, and people, because we've got such a great platform to sell that, to sell, you know, our old items, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Sharing it. But, and other people just don't have that luxury. So I share it for them. And they make a bit of money, so I'm really glad. I share it because they've got a wish list as well. So some people want a new...
Oh, I love that.
Some people want a new sofa. Some people just want to take their kids on holiday and they're getting rid of all the stuff. So I'm trying to help people get their wish list.
I love that.
Yeah, it's nice.
But on that note, we're going to round off the episode. So if you liked it, don't forget to give it a rating. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, give it a little review. I'll leave all of Sam's info down below if you want to get some styling or some Instagram tips or anything. And yeah, it was so nice chatting to you. Thank you for coming
you
on and sharing your wisdom.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me. I loved it.
Inspiring me to clear out my wardrobe this afternoon when I should be packing.
Oh, yeah. No, stick to your packing. Do it when you come back.
No, I'm going to stick to packing. Don't worry. Okay, well, it was nice chatting to you, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
In a bit. Bye.
Bye.